Ever feel like your boss is keeping you from doing your job, blocking you? Well, that's how a lot of staffers at the Environmental Protection Agency felt in the early 80s. And that is when then-President Ronald Reagan appointed a conservative lawmaker from Colorado to run the agency. Her name? Ann Gorsuch. Ronald Reagan promised a smaller, leaner federal government, tighter budgets, and fewer regulations. Now here's the rub. The EPA had a bunch of brand new laws it had to enforce on clean air, on toxic waste. Still, environmental enforcement in the Reagan years plummeted. Political leaders at the agency sent around a hit list, an enemies list of EPA workers deemed too environmentalist. Some at the EPA and their friends on the outside say, not so fast. If you know Washington, D.C., you may have stumbled across this playground, Turtle Park. It's been around forever in this nice, leafy neighborhood by American University. And as playgrounds go, I give it an 8, maybe a 9. Mini slide, swings, monkey bars, playhouse with a mailbox. It's a big upgrade from 1981, when an unassuming-looking mom would come with her 4-year-old boy.
The playground had sand, and there were concrete turtles.
Hence the name, Turtle Park.
And he was jumping off the turtles and building sand castles and running around and meeting other children.
That's Carolyn Isber. She's a retired environmental policy expert. Now back then, she says Turtle Park was a good spot for play dates and a good rendezvous point to get inside information.
And so sometimes, who would come to visit you? In some cases, was it people from the EPA, which is pretty far from here?
Well, they were happy to come. They'd want to get together, and I'd say, meet me in the playground.
Meet me in the playground. To plot. To fight. To resist. See, Carolyn worked environment issues in the Carter White House. And in the early 80s, she helps to start this insurgent group. It's called Save EPA. And Save EPA is meant to stop efforts by the Reagan administration to shrink the agency, or, in her view, to destroy it.
We thought that the environment was very much under attack. And so the question was how to defend it. And so we evolved a strategy.
A strategy that requires Turtle Park as a handoff site. You know, one of those prearranged locations where brown packages, manila envelopes, secret info gets passed. And as you can imagine, this town is full of these spots. There's a footbridge in the Virginia suburbs where an American double agent dropped classified papers and disks for the Soviets. There's a basement garage near Georgetown where Deep Throat met Woodward and Bernstein during Watergate. Now, Turtle Park is not exactly a place where democracy rises and falls with the teeter-totters, but to Carolyn Isber, the stakes are really high. The issue is air pollution. It's poison in the water. It's toxic chemicals seeping into the soil. And whether the Environmental Protection Agency is up to the task.
I was getting the people who were willing to come in, and they always brought me documents, and we would go over the documents, and then I would know what I had.
And what she has is papers suggesting the EPA may get its budget whacked. But here's the thing. The EPA is still a new agency. It's just a decade old. And it has a growing mandate to enforce all these new environmental laws that Congress has just passed. Most recently, there's one called Superfund, as we've been telling you about. It puts historical polluters on the hook to clean up hazardous waste they have dumped. But now the agency wants less money for all this work?
So you could analyze what the Office of Air had proposed getting, what the Office of Enforcement, Toxics, Water, Superfund, and how much they've been cut.
It smells like regulatory capture. You know, a takeover of a government agency by a powerful ideology of small government, or by a powerful industry, or both?
there will always be a repeat of administrations who do not like the regulations that the Environmental Protection Agency requires and are under pressure from businesses like the oil companies that will do the same thing and try to get rid of these nuisance, toxic regulations or lead in gasoline. And that's exactly what happened.
So Carolyn and her little team at Save EPA jump into action to try to stop this. First of all, by leaking all this to the media.
Gutting the Environmental Protection Agency. That is what senators on both sides of the aisle and environmentalists fear if leaked copies of the EPA's 1983 budget request are correct.
As we speak, I guess as I speak, in 2022, there's this enduring debate over, and here comes a big $5 phrase, the administrative state. You know, government agencies and how much power they ought to have. After all, the people there are unelected bureaucrats. And to some, they can be out of control. Just this summer, the U.S. Supreme Court put limits on the Environmental Protection Agency. No, it ruled, the EPA cannot force power plants to cut CO2 emissions in a certain way. And the fact is, conservatives have long wanted to rein in the EPA.
I mean, EPA has gotten involved and proposed a lot of controversial things, maybe more than its share compared to other agencies.
Boyden Gray is a conservative stalwart in this town. He's speaking from his law office at 17th and H, that's just one block from Lafayette Square, two from the White House. Now, back in the Reagan administration, Gray heads up what's called regulatory review.
The idea was not to get rid of all regulations. It was to see whether they could be pruned, made better, be more efficient, more cost-effective, more cost-beneficial. So that's what it was for. EPA was of course, a major part of the review.
This is the small government dream of the Reagan foot soldier we met in episode one, Ann Gorsuch. Remember the Republican state lawmaker, the self-proclaimed member of the Colorado Crazies cabal? She comes to Washington in 1981 to do this regulatory pruning as head of Reagan's EPA.
In which it will not be business as usual.
Pretty quickly, this political appointee makes enemies of her underlings, who nickname her the Ice Queen. As they see it, Ann bullies the staff. She plans to fire them. And she cozies up to the oil and gas lobby. Fairly or not, Ann becomes the boogie woman to an emerging resistance. And one hub of this resistance is Save EPA.
Okay, our tour of D.C. now takes us to a cramped townhouse that's HQ for this shoestring outfit, Save EPA. It's on New Hampshire Avenue, just off of DuPont Circle. And if you know the town, this is a central gathering spot for lobbyists, for policy wonks, for government workers, for reporters.
With their inside Washington contacts, Save EPA becomes a magnet for, well, all of the above. And their effort starts with a tip at dawn from inside the White House. A guy in the White House budget office calls Bill Drayton. Now, Bill Drayton is a former top EPA official, and he's with Save EPA.
He invited me to come to breakfast at a ridiculously early hour somewhere out in suburban Maryland, both of which are foreign territory to me.
Now, Bill Drayton is a driven guy. Harvard, Yale Law, McKinsey Consulting, and then assistant administrator of the EPA. He's connected. And he's stubborn. Bill says the source leaks to him, counting on him to do something.
And this guy sat me down and said, something is going on that is attacking the central nervous system of our government. In his mind, that's the budget.
Budget cuts. Brilliant, really. It's a backdoor way to undermine an agency that only the nerds recognize. Drayton's source, we'll call him Geek Throat, says the plan is not to trim EPA, but to slash it.
Very, very, very few people were going to be left in their jobs.
Drayton is gobsmacked, and he realizes the Reaganite strategy. They don't need the slowpokes in Congress to repeal any laws against polluters. That takes forever. They just need to make the bureaucrats who enforce them disappear.
Lobotomy is not too strong a word for what they were planning.
That was an excerpt of episode 2 of Captured, a new series from Here and Now on WBUR Podcasts. What will Operation Save EPA do to ward off what it considers an impending lobotomy? You can find out when you listen to the whole series now on Here and Now's podcast feed.